The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says the state did not prove in their waiver request that enough Ohioans would still have access to affordable care if it were to end the individual mandate. Steve Wagner with the Universal Healthcare Action Network says the mandate helps bring down premiums.
Look, we require insurance for everybody who owns a car. There are reasons that you want to spread the risk across a larger population.
Obamacare opponents argue that the law is forcing premiums to go up. The Ohio Department of Insurance is looking into any potential next steps. ODI was required to seek the waiver through a provision from Republican lawmakers. The department paid an actuarial firm nearly $400,000 to help with the waiver. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.